Hi, this is Joyce DeWitt on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your animals. Thank you.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. 23 dogs have been rescued from a totally unthinkable fate. Now, these dogs are mostly Korean Jindos, and they were rescued from a farm in Seoul, South Korea, where they were being raised, get this, as food. The farmer agreed to surrender the dogs and stop raising dogs for meat. They were rescued by the Humane Society International and taken to the Animal Welfare League in Alexandria, Virginia, to be evaluated and checked out by vets. The dogs have now been sent to shelters throughout the Northeast to be adopted. HSI has an ongoing campaign in Asia to rescue dogs from meat farms and to help dog meat farmers transition to other kinds of farming. Hopefully one more acceptable. This is the first group of dogs HSI has been able to bring to the United States through their campaign, and hopefully it will not be the last. Well, everybody's probably seen those campaigns to send cards or letters to a sick child. Well, 16-year-old Anthony Lyons wanted something different. He wanted photos of dogs, and he's now gotten over 500,000 of them. Anthony is undergoing chemotherapy for leukemia at Phoenix Children's Hospital in Arizona. The hospital has therapy dogs that come in on certain days, but if the days the dogs don't come to visit, a family friend created a Facebook page to help make Anthony smile, and that page has taken off. The page is Photo Doggies for Anthony, and it's attracted photos and well wishes from people all over the world. Well, the next time you go to the dog park, you're likely going to hear someone calling for Max or Bella. Those are the top two names bestowed on puppies in 2014. VetStreet.com says other popular names for boy dogs after Max were Charlie, Rocky, Buddy, and Cooper. And while Bella was the number one name for girl dogs, Lucy, Sadie, Molly, and Lola rounded out the top five. Rover.com says there was a 37% increase in food-themed names for dogs like Coconut, Ginger, Kale, Peanut, Guinness, Vino, Mokey, and Whiskey. And a 78% increase in nature-related names, including Lightning, Clover, Moose, and Panda. And let's not forget the more techie dog names out there. There are dogs running among us named Google, Siri, Tesla, and Pixel. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Drs. Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian-owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Drs. Foster and Smith has thousands of name-brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day, so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Van Patten, and I'm here to talk to you about our solution-oriented treats for cats and dogs. Natural Balance Pet Foods offers several nutritious treat formulas with tasty solutions for pets. Our treats feature unique ingredients like venison, duck, and salmon, accented with cranberries and pumpkin, and offer grain-free options. At Natural Balance, our philosophy is to provide pets and their owners the food for a lifetime. Natural Balance treats truly treat them right. For more information, visit Natural Balance Inc.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Hi, this is Betty White. All us animal lovers love Animal Radio. Please help every way you can to make life better for our animals.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn, your resident party animal, coming at you again on Animal Radio. I wanted to bring something up to you. This could draw the ire of some of you Animal Radio listeners, but sometimes I do like to push your buttons. I think you know that by now. I was at a raging party last night. Just a great, great time. And at one point, everybody was having a great time. And it was a group of people who don't get together very often. And at one point, one of our old friends of ours, she said, well, it's time for me to go. I got to let the dog out. You know how it is. Got to get home and let the dog out. And we're just thinking, you know, I had two dogs in my life. I never had to leave somewhere to let the dog out. I mean, we don't want to persecute the dogs, but then again, none of us are going to 12-hour-long parties either. This party was roughly going to be 4 to 5 hours, from my recollection of my two dogs, Rocky and Cruiser. Rocky, of course, being short for rock and roll. We were pretty much on the same bowel movement schedule, I might dare I say, when it comes to me and my dogs. So I'm starting to think, we looked at each other after she left, and my buddy Tommy and I were like, that's the out, huh? That's a girl, that's a dog owner's, I gotta wash my hair, out. That's her way of saying, okay, this party sucks, you guys are getting drunk and stupid as usual. Ooh, the dog, I gotta let the dog out, poor thing, home alone. Leaving a party to quote-unquote let the dog out is the dog owner's equivalent of, I just don't think of you that way. Vinny Pet, Party Animal on Animal Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's Lisa Matassa, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zuterin, a non-surgical alternative to dog castration. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Learn more at www.zuterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. We are celebrating our connection with our pets toll-free. 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to Dr. Debbie or dog father Joey Villani. Brand new stations. Got to welcome WRMZ in Dothan, Alabama. And KRLY in East County, San Diego, Alpine.
Wow, cool.
Great new stations to have on board. And, of course, now we have a gazillion stations.
I was going to say a billion, but gazillion
trillion
sounds
stations.
Right. Sure.
Pretty much something like that. Yeah. So welcome, guys. If you want to call and speak to the team, we're here. If you just want to check in and say, hey, what's up? We're here, toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And if you're new, we do this segment every week called The Hero Person. Because I don't think the people that really take care of the animals get acknowledged.
Yeah, these people that are behind the scenes, they do a lot of work and just go unrecognized.
They work really hard.
Yes. Put in a lot of time and a lot of their own money.
You're like that, Tammy. Not a lot of people know this, but you foster.
We do, and a lot of them are special needs, so they take a lot of extra work.
God bless you. That is amazing what you do. And you do a radio show, too, so it's just, it is... How you divide your time is amazing.
You know what? They give it back in spades. They give it back in love and affection. They do. So it's not work at all, really. But it is at the same time.
Yep. Well, we'd like to celebrate those unsung heroes with the hero. And if you have somebody that's in your town, a hero, nominate them by sending us an email to yourvoice@animalradio.com. Hi, Orly.
Hi.
I'm welcoming Orly. Can you pronounce your last name for me?
Sedransk.
You're 9 years old, right?
Yes.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, tell us about the animals you have at home.
I have two dogs.
Two dogs? What kind?
One a Labradoodle, but we don't really know what the other kind is because she's a rescue, so.
They're the best kind, those mutts. They live a long time, and they're really healthy. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So, I understand you live in Montclair. Is that, where is that? What state is that in?
New Jersey.
Joyzy.
Well, that was right next to where I grew up, guys.
Oh, wow.
I grew up
really?
In Clifton.
Oh.
You know where Clifton is?
Yeah.
Well, the Montclair Animal Shelter, you went there, visited, and you saw that there was a bunch of animals there, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a lot.
How did it make you feel?
Like, sad, sort of.
What did you do? You were so sad you actually decided to do something, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was it?
So I did a 50-50 raffle upon family and friends.
A 50-50 raffle. I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's when you can sell stuff, but I didn't sell stuff. I did. So I had tickets, and it was $2 per ticket. And then one day, I put all the tickets in a bucket, and like family like bought tickets for $2. And then at the end, I put the tickets in a bucket, and I picked a name out of the bucket, and it said a name. And then they won half the money I raised for the animal shelter. And then the rest of the money went to the animal shelter. But they decided to give the money back.
Wow.
Why did they do that?
Because, I mean, they felt bad for the animals. So, like, they gave back the money so I could have more money to buy stuff. So they needed cat cages. And then I bought cat cages for them with the money.
Wow, that's great. So how many cat cages did you get?
We got, I think, 5, and then they, like, hold 3 cats in each. Well, I mean, I could hold more, but there's 3 floors of the cage.
So how much money did you raise?
$511.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Was that all just from family?
No, friends, too.
Well, that's great. Are you going to do that again ever?
I want to. I mean, I want to raise and I want to do another thing, but I'm still thinking about what to do. Like, I don't want to do, like, the same thing again and again.
No, of course not. You want to keep it fresh, don't you?
Yeah. Get more people, new people involved.
Yeah, and I volunteer there every weekend.
Oh, you do? What do you do down there?
Usually I go with my dad and we walk the dogs there.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, would you encourage other peers, people your age, to go do this?
I mean, I'm trying. I'm doing a towel drive in my class to have people bring towels or blankets from the shelter.
Towel drive. That was in a little bit of a Joyzy accent you had there. A towel drive. So you're asking the kids in the class to bring in towels that they can use down at the shelter?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. I just want to give you a big old hug. Did you know that you're our hero this week?
I am.
Yes, you are. We have a hero award, and we'd like to praise the unsung heroes, the people that are doing great things for animals, and today you're our hero for what you're doing down there at the Montclair Animal Shelter.
Thank you.
So what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor, like maybe a vet, or like just a doctor, like...
A human doctor or a doctor for animals?
I think maybe a doctor for animals.
Yeah, we have one right here. What do you think, Doc? Do you think this is a good career to go into?
You know, I think she sounds, her upbringing and what her interests are sound so similar to where I was. The volunteering, the doing things every week with animals and just trying to make a difference for your age. That's immense. So she's going to go somewhere. She's going to do really good things, whether you are working on people or animals. So congratulations.
Remember that name because you're going to hear this name more.
Orly. That's a pretty name. I like that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us this week. We had so much fun.
You're welcome.
Will you go to your dogs and go give them a big old hug from all of us, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that what just adorable?
She's so cute.
So she's a Jersey girl. Come on.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, the only FDA-approved non-surgical method for sterilization of male dogs. Zooterin offers an alternative to neutering male dogs, thus helping reduce the pet overpopulation problem. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Zooterin, a permanent and cost-effective alternative to neutering male dogs. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.